Well, welcome in to another daily editorial on the KE Report, chatting again with Quentin Henny, president and chairman of Novo Resources. Novo is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NVO and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF. First, Quentin, let's talk about a news release that came out about a week ago, April 17th, that announces the path forward for the East Pilbara. More about an option study that is being undertaken. Take us through what you hope this proves.
Yes, over the next few weeks, we're going to undertake an option study. We've hired a gentleman named Paul Henharan, who's an engineer, also very good at strategy. He's looking at basically all of the data we have, not only for Beaton's Creek, but for our other assets, including Blue Spec, Tauga Tauga, and some of our earlier stage exploration projects like Virgin Creek and Contact Creek, and looking at how we can maximize value for that area. He'll look at a number of scenarios, a standalone operation, either at Beaton's Creek or a mill nearby. We'll look at other synergies, potential synergies with neighboring companies. But the goal is to have a clear path forward so that we can undertake an economic study later this year and move Beaton's Creek in particular towards monetization. We'd like to see some value, some cash flow or otherwise come out of Beaton's Creek as soon as possible.
Now, isn't that still the focus of the company, as you just ended off there with, is to get some cash flow, get some test mining underway?
Correct. So at Beaton's Creek, that's our most advanced asset. We announced the resource a few weeks ago. It's about 900,000 ounces all included. It is definitely up to a level where it could be developed. In fact, a lot of the permitting work that is needed to take it into production has been done in the background. We don't, toot our horn too much about it, but we've done a lot of that work. And basically, the project is ready for launch, if I can use that term. But the other projects, a bit earlier stage, but we are advancing them in a similar fashion. So Comet Well, for example, we've got our mineralization report nearly done. We expect to issue that and then discuss with the mines department best strategy about how we can bulk sample there, whether we need to go through full mining lease, applications and whatnot, or if we could, there's maybe some other avenue we can pursue. So we'll know the answers to that, say, within a couple of months. As far as Egina, which, I would like to focus on here for a minute, we are just starting an exploration program. It's been delayed a bit by the rain. We had a cyclone late March and then a couple rain events even recently. But things are drying out now. The teams are out there starting preparations. We expect to do ground penetrating radar as a first pass. That gives us an idea of the thickness of the gravels under the target areas. And then based on that, we can go do our trench work in a few weeks subsequent, once we have a good handle on what the gravel horizon looks like over that bigger area. So, yes, trial mining is in the works for both Comet Well as well as Egina, but they're a bit earlier stage than Beaton's Creek, but we are aggressively moving the whole lot forward.
So when it comes to Egina, once you get that understanding of just how thick the gravel is, it sounds like it is going to be very much, again, just a trenching type of game, not too much drilling?
No, there's not drilling involved here. If there is any drilling, it'll just simply be auger drilling or something to confirm thickness of the gravel horizons. What we're really shooting for this year is to get a lot of bulk sample data out. So, again, this is free dig material. It's right at surface. We can go in with an excavator, collect large samples, say 100 ton, on the order of 100 ton samples, and put them through our test plan and get some, quick answers. We don't have to go through a lot of the hassle we did with hard rock last year. So we expect this to be cheaper, easier, quicker, so forth. And when that work starts, say maybe mid-June, late June, something like that, we should have a steady stream of news coming out around what we're seeing in Egina and hopefully provide people with a picture of how this project might develop.
So if you are digging up this much ground at Egina, will you also be able to develop some sort of cash flow from it?
The early stage, I'm always hesitant to say you can get cash flow from, you know, trial work. It just, your goal with trial, when I say mining, you know, I don't want to get slaughtered by somebody here, but you know, when you're doing trial excavation, we'll call it, your goal is to figure out costs and economics and systematics and protocols, you know, things like that. It's not necessarily to make money. I don't want to stretch it and say we'll make money out of it, but we would hope to see some gold out of it for sure.
Okay, so that's kind of the developments there. You guys are still working towards, again, that trial mining, but you do have so many different projects that you can work on. Just another question to wrap us up here. When you talk about that option study, it also sounds like there is, who knows, the potential that you guys might be out there acquiring more land, somehow getting it in your portfolio?
Yes, it's amazing how word gets around. Can't hide in the Pilbara.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, that makes sense. It's still a very hot area. There's still a lot of people watching you guys, especially very closely. I don't think there's too much more to cover here, Quentin, other than the company. We should have some more details as to exactly what exploration you're going to be undertaking at all of these projects. Comet Well, we should have that mineralization report out soon. And that work at Egina sounds like it's going to be or get going here quite soon. So some trenches and some results to come. It will be what sounds like a pretty busy summer for you. Quentin, thanks for your time. Thanks for updating us on Novo Resources. And everyone, keep in touch. Email me, fleck@kereport.com, if you have any more questions for Quentin and the team. Quentin, thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Corey.